With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The bill is passed.
The Senate passed a six-month spending bill on Friday, hours before a government shutdown, overcoming sharp Democratic opposition to the measure and sending it to President Trump to be signed into law. The legislation would fund the federal government through the end of September. It would trim non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increase defense spending by about $6 billion. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says South Africa's ambassador to the United States is no longer welcome in the U.S. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Rubio on X accuses Ibrahim Rasool of being a race-baiting politician who hates President Trump and says the ambassador is persona non grata. It's highly unusual for the U.S. to expel a foreign ambassador. In February, Trump signed an executive order cutting aid to the South African government, saying that white South Africans were being targeted by a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land. Because of apartheid, white South Africans, who make up roughly 7% of the country's population, own about 70% of farming land. Donna Warder, Washington.
The replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. SpaceX launched the new crew from Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Friday night. The four astronauts should reach the space station the next day. That will pave the way for next week's return of Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. The two have been living at the space station since June, ever since their Boeing Starliner capsule malfunctioned and had to leave without them. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom on America's college campuses.
The University System of New Hampshire has agreed to stop censoring articles in the student newspaper because the author refuses to list his, quote, preferred pronouns in his byline. Liberty Counsel represented the student and is praising school officials for their decision. A statement from the legal group says, quote, the First Amendment guarantees a right to express or not to express according to his or her religious beliefs and political values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing concern about religious freedom in Kyrgyzstan. A panel of UN experts is back from a trip to the country and warns that the government of Kyrgyzstan has introduced legislation that restricts freedom of religion or belief in a manner incompatible with its legal obligations. The new laws would limit how and where Christians can worship and levy large fines on any church. This is SRN News. A mass shooting 26 years ago claims another victim.
The death of a woman who was partially paralyzed in the Columbine High School shooting has been ruled a homicide, raising the death toll of the 1999 attack to 14. 43-year-old Anne Marie Hochhalter died February 16th of sepsis, and complications from her paralysis were a significant contributing factor in her death. Family and friends say Hochhalter struggled with intense pain from her gunshot wounds, but fought hard to overcome the complications of her injuries and remain positive. John Scott reporting.
Mark Carney's been sworn in as Canada's new prime minister. Carney, 59, on Friday replaced Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation but remained in power until the Liberal leader elected a new leader. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.